every semester plays the same sad song of, "Good morning, class. I'm Professor Whatever." Or, "Let's do an icebreaker, where we fabricate what we did last summer." And my personal favorite, "Forgive me if I butcher your name." No, she won't butcher Tyler. She will smile at him and Andrew. Her tongue will glide gracefully upon Anna's name. But as the last names progress to the H, I, J, and finally, K, for God, for Princess, the warrior, for she from whom kings are born. Here it comes, the moment of truth. Maybe she'll get it this time. Maybe it's, oh, again. Is it Justin? No, it's Jaslyn. Did you say Jocelyn? No, Professor, it's Jaslyn. Do you go by any other name, hun? Well, I did. Before I made life easier for the butchers. Butchers like you, Professor. Like colonizers, anglo-sizers, who could not exercise their tongues enough to say it, but can perform an exorcism of my identity to twist the simple syllables of Justine. Yes, Justine. The twisted, toiled, and tired name of the same father who twisted, toiled, and tired himself on the farms where the brazen sun burned his brown back black. Flashback to first grade, to the cool cats who called me Jazz, who made me feel cool because the name Jazz was rad, but Jazz used to be Jesse, Jessu, Jess, the tender, sweet, affectionate names Mama used to call me, sweet as the blood coursing within her, strong as her grip on her native tongue, always Nibal Nivet, without fear and without hate. I was Jessu when she was concerned about me, and Jess when she called me down for Rupti. But Roti still was not ready yet. Too bad Justine only lives at home, where her inner Punjabi goodie still dwells. Only emerges from westernization at the Gurdwara in her proper salwar kameez, chunni draped thoughtfully over her sensible head. But the chunni keeps slipping off. Why won't it at least stay on when she can't even pray with her Sikhi sisters because her tongue is tied between English, of course, and Punjabi sometimes, shows her face every 6 years on her journey back to Punjab, where she is so obviously American. She knew American-born was cool and snappy in New York, but it's brutal and ugly in India, where they can smell every trace of your westernized name, your westernized gaze, your western voice so strained by English shoved down your throat to suffocate the Punjabi inside of you, just lean. Where are you? How have you been? Because I don't know what to do with myself. I'm sorry. You were never my first thought in front of Tyler, Andrew, and Becky. You only existed in front of Badminder, Hajith, and Mandeep. You were drowned out and forgotten about because Jaslyn overshadowed you. Jaslyn felt right on my tongue, so battered and beaten to only sing English, but you, Justine, you never felt right. You only seemed to exist around your kind, Justine, whatever that means. Because only the fobs from Punjab use their full names. Only the fobs from Punjab wear their fugs without shame. Only the fobs from Punjab wear their salwar kameez. And in these streets, they're just not welcome. Just lean. I'm so sorry. I'm still not sure who I am. The Punjabi girl inside of me has been whitewashed. The Sikh in my heart never understood the hymns, never understood the prayers, the holy poetry that moves mountains for my mom. Oh, my mountains lay motionless. I can't understand these holy words. So at least, these bare feet must be able to rest. This Junni must lay sensibly on my beautiful Punjabi head. This God must make amends. To stand up fiercely, loudly, Shed versus butcher, poacher, and hunter, and say, Jasleen chooses life today.